We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dunkin', the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Grab a Dunkin' on this mighty fine Tuesday morning. Twitter. We love it there. You love it there. Everybody, it's all the rage. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. Our guy, Jeff Hathorn, he joins right now. He covers everything for us, and we love talking to him and kind of debriefing him on everything that he covers. We do that right now. Hi, Jeff. How you doing?
Morning, guys.
Morning. Jeff, give us the latest twist, the latest turn, I guess, that came down yesterday. Capel, Boeheim, Boeheim, Pitt, Boeheim v. the rest of the world. The world's against Syracuse. Tell me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as long as we can now make Jim Boeheim the victim in this, you know, because, oh, poor Jim. You know, he just wants it a certain way. Now, I mean, Jeff Capel, listen, he took the high road. It was, in my opinion, a good decision. Don't drag this out any longer. Just, you know, say, hey, I'm not going to comment on it. They had their own personal conversation. Neither coach would say what was said. I mean, it was a stupid comment. And why he even dragged Pitt in from the, you know, if he said he misspoke, why even mention them in the first place? I mean, it's just Jim being a jag.
Jeff, it's one thing to get the necessary wins to try to make it to the tournament, but it's another thing to win in the tournament. Is this team built to make some noise, this basketball team, this Pitt basketball team, built to make any noise in the tournament?
I think they can make some. I mean, you know, how many times has Pitt gone into the tournament and said, man, if they just had the shooting to go with everything else they had, they could have made a run. Well, they've got the shooting this year. They don't have the rebounding that they've had in years past when they've gone to the NCAA tournament, and probably not the consistency on defense that they've had in the past. But, man, this team could shoot. It gets hot, and it's not just one guy. They've got multiple guys that can carry on a different night. It could be Burton one night. It could be Hinson another night. It could be Elliott getting hot from three. It could be Nelly Cummings. I mean, they've got different guys that can carry you, or even a Sabandi off the bench. So, yeah, I think they can. I mean, it's all about matchups when you get to the tournament. If they find a team that's really tough on the offensive glass, that would be a big challenge for them. But, yeah, I think they could.
Jeff, you were out in Cranberry on Sunday. Is Ron Hextall bluffing when he says that his first-round pick isn't on the table with the trade deadline less than a month away?
You know, I don't think so. I don't. I think that was I think when he was asked that question, I think it was something that he wouldn't consider. I don't think he was playing that, you know, that was the first time he had considered that or first time he was offered that. I don't believe, you know, and he's, I'll say this for the situation he's in. It's almost like he's trying to serve two masters in trying to be play for now and play for the future, especially when you have an older team. It is a tough situation. Then this flat cap has done the Penguins and other teams no favors.
If they weren't to move that first-round draft pick, Jeff, I mean, what can they do? Is there a rostered player that they could move out, do you think?
You know, and, you know, kind of the thing is you've got to move a first-round pick just to move some salary off your roster. That's not even really improving your team. You're moving a first round and Jeff Carter, say, just to get him off your books. then you have to go add somebody else and find some collateral there to attract somebody. It's just, I think Hextall is saying that he's only going to look at the bottom six, as I think that's where he can afford to find somebody maybe, but it's probably going to be more of a one-for-one swap where, you know, somebody sees something in, you know, I'll throw this name out because it's the one everybody discusses, but sees something in Kapanen, but it could be a McGinn and somebody, you know, you grab somebody from another team and hope that they come here and catch fire.
Text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Losing Brian Flores to the Minnesota Vikings and looking at that as a gigantic hole that needs to be filled or something that's a detriment to the Pittsburgh Steelers, is that not giving enough credit to Terrell Austin when people say how big of a loss that Brian Flores is?
I mean, Flores was a nice ad. He was a surprise ad. It's not as if that was a position that they were looking to fill. It just kind of happened that it all fell together and they were able to get a year of Brian Flores. No one in that organization expected him to be here more than 1 year. You know, they all thought that he was going to get a job somewhere else, whether it ended up being a coordinator or he was going to be a head coach somewhere. Yeah, I don't think that that's it was a bonus to have them last year. It was good for a few of the players. You know, Miles Jack most definitely was a guy who really enjoyed his season with Brian Flores, but they didn't sink. And listen, they've got, as you mentioned, Terrell Austin and Mike Tomlin with the defensive coordinator. So they should be good on that side. It'd be nice if, you know, on the offensive side, if somebody could kind of fall into their lap and help out this year.
Yeah, Jeff, I was just about to ask you that. Do you expect this to be a trend with the Steelers now? Do you expect maybe another Brian Flores to come in on defense or even a guy on offense to really supplement what they're doing within the, both sides of the ball?
You know, I actually asked Art Rooney that question, and, you know, he kind of danced around it, but said basically, you know, we've got our way and we've got our staff, and, you know, they're not actively seeking to have senior advisors, you know, or senior assistants on the coaching staff. I don't understand why not. They're one of the organizations with the fewest number of coaches. Why not go? There are experienced guys out there that would love to have a lesser responsibility that could just be idea people. That sounds like it would make sense on both sides of the ball, but it doesn't seem like that's something the Steelers are actively looking for. Now, if something were to fall into their lap again, would they consider it? Sure. But I don't think they're actively looking to fill Brian's role or to find one on the offensive side.
NFL's a copycat league, Jeff. What's the one thing the Steelers should copy from the Chiefs or Eagles?
You know, finding Patrick Mahomes would be a great find from the Kansas City side. And I think so much of what the Chiefs do, yes, they have other players. I mean, Chris Jones had a great postseason, especially AFC title game. But so much of it is because of Patrick Mahomes, although they've done a nice job of supplementing that offensive line. You know, I think when you look at both teams, if you take Mahomes out, it's a development of their lines and the effectiveness on their lines on both sides of the ball. But, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. When you look at the last couple of decades, and you think about free agents that got away from the Steelers, man, Javon Hargrave, and I realize the cap situation the Steelers are in. If they're able to keep him and he would have continued to progress like we saw with the Steelers and what he became with the Eagles, man, I love that Philly defensive line. That's something I would really love to see the Steelers bolster in this offseason.
And there have been sort of conflicting reports. I know Ray Fittipaldo and Mark Eboli have said different things about what Andy Weidel's role will be. It seems like maybe the consensus is that he will just set the Steelers draft board. What are you hearing on that front, Jeff?
Yeah, same. Listen, Omar Khan is not – this is something he's worked his life for. He's not going to be a passive – watcher in this process, even though this isn't his forte. This is something that he's growing in his knowledge of, that he's spending time with, and that he wants to be actively a part of. You know, we'll kind of see how this first draft plays out. But Omar isn't taking a back seat in this process to Andy or anybody. You know, he wants to be very much be in the forefront and, you know, prove that he can do this part of the job. Not, I don't think, to a detriment, but I don't think it's also that, okay, he's the cap guy. This is just something he's just going to observe.
Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Could Deontay Johnson be traded before the Steelers kick the ball off again?
He could be, but I doubt it. You know, free agency, we'll kind of see how the Steelers fill in. I just don't see that happening. Not that there wouldn't be a team that might have some interest in Deontay, and he is on the last year of his contract. I just don't see that move happening unless, you know, the Steelers, even if the Steelers were to get a young receiver, that would probably, you know, a worse move Deontay to a three. And I think they would still, given their mindset of like, hey, we're playing to win now, giving up Deontay Johnson, unless you would have a crazy ask or a crazy get back for him, I don't see that happening.
Jeff, I mean, the reality is that the Steelers were very close to making the playoffs this year. Whatever way that they were going to get in, they were going to get in, and it was very close. If whenever you assess the season and you look at it position by position, offense, defense, and special teams, outside of quarterback, what position do you think the Steelers could have benefited better at to make the playoffs this year? Like, what position, if they would have played at a higher level, that the Steelers would have been in the playoffs if this position would have played better?
I think if they would have had more consistency, well, I want to say more consistency from the receiver position, especially from what we saw towards the end of last year. You know, and that's not just on them, but maybe more on the calls. That's why I'm looking at that and thinking, man, if they would just would have gotten more out of that, a more explosion out of that, you know, receiver slot. Now, some of that comes down to the play calling. I will say this. I do believe that the trajectory, I think it was a positive year because they were able to rebuild and learn about some guys, and I think they are better for it heading into next year. But as for the specific position, you know, given their importance to the team, I mean, I think offensive line got a lot out of themselves. It would probably be the receiver position because I think D-line just never had that depth. They played to, you know, a lot of their strengths or their abilities. They just didn't have a lot of depth there.
Jeff, a month, a week, and a day, March 15th, the new league year starts. Should we expect any surprise cuts for purpose of gaining salary cap room before that time?
Not unless you consider William Jackson a surprise cut, or Keller Witherspoon a possibility, if you consider that a surprise. But beyond that, I don't see any of the big names that would be a surprise. And guys that, you know, didn't really have an impact, like a Malik Reed is a free agent anyhow. But I don't see any surprises in that regard.
Jeff Hathorn. Jeff, we thank you so very much. We appreciate all your hard work, as always, and we'll catch up a little bit later on in the week.
Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jeff. Jeff Hathorn. Brad Spielberger, a little short of an hour from now, about 45 minutes from now, actually, from Pro Football Focus. Terry Bradshaw, he says, I'm not dumb. I promise. I'm not dumb. Wait till you hear that coming up next. And really interesting stuff about how a contract is structured. And could it be applicable to some football coaches in this town? We get into that before the hour is out. So much, so much to talk about on this Super Bowl week. I need to tell you right now, though, if you're injured in an accident, there is just one call you need to make, and that's to Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. 1-888-98-TWINS. Yep, you got that? 1-888-98-TWINS. That's your number. It's tax time, as I clear my throat here. Dreaded tax season is upon us. So here's a question for you. The IRS, they gave you a choice. They said you could pay 40% in taxes or 25% in taxes. What would you do? Well, I know which would be. It'd be 25%. Same thing with legal advice and legal work. 25% is what you want to pay, not 40%. This is where Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman come in. Their fees are 25%. A lot of other firms out there are 40%. So that's why you go with Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. On top of getting absolutely great attorneys, you go with Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. Not only is their fee 25%, all calls, consultations, they're free. They front all the costs, including medical records and expert reports, and there are never any fees or costs unless a recovery is made. 1-888-98-TWINS. You got that? 1-888-98-TWINS. Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. They got your back, not your wallet.
Pitt men's basketball takes the court tonight against Louisville from the Peterson Event Center at 7 o'clock. Listen on your Odyssey app. Headlines powered by Bowser Subaru. The big game is this Sunday. Philly, Kansas City. Get in on all the action for the big game in Arizona with the Bet Park Sportsbook and Casino app. The only sportsbook that I recommend. Bet live during the game. Bet on more than the score. Bet on player performances for touchdowns, passing, receiving yards. Bet who scores first. Bet the halftime score. Bet on individual touchdown scores and interceptions. And, oh, yeah, there's more. New users can get up to $750 in sportsbook bonus back if your first bet isn't a winner. Just download the app right now. Super easy. The Bet Park Sportsbook and Casino app. Must be 21 in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. See betparks.com for full terms and conditions. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sure is. And this is a little long one, but that's fine. It's Terry Bradshaw was on yesterday with Chris Wallace. Not Biggie Smalls, different Chris Wallace. And this is it's really good. He talks about his career in being, I mean, people just thinking that Bradshaw is dumb, kind of being mad at Pittsburgh. There's a lot of meat here.
This was the rap that you were, forgive me, dumb. And Hollywood Henderson famously said, you know, he couldn't spell cat if he was spotted a C and an A. Did that talk get to you? Did it get under your skin?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. The dumb image, I have yet to figure out. A lot of interceptions my rookie year, but my rookie interception record initially was broken by Peyton Manning, considered one of the smartest quarterbacks. I threw 25, he threw 28, so... I am upset. I do get upset by the dumb image. I don't like it being brought up. And I think probably some of my anger and frustration with it is I didn't get enough support. I didn't feel like, personally, I didn't get enough support from Pittsburgh. I thought Chuck Noll could have stepped in and said, that's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard of. After all, I called my own plays. You can't be too stupid in calling your own plays.
Yeah, Chuck Noll, we should tell people who aren't as old as you and me that he was your coach at the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Right, head coach in Pittsburgh. But I've taken that image and had some fun with it. Yeah, I'm kind of, as you know, Chris, I like to have fun in interviews. I like to entertain people. If it's at my expense, I'm fine with it. But there are times, even at Fox, when it's Terry's always, you know, the goofball. And there are times where I don't say anything, but I do say to myself, enough. You know, enough.
All right, it's enough of that.
Hey, look, Chris. It's the bed that's made, and I made it, and I lie in it, and I'm fine with it. We move on. But being honest with you, does it bother me? Yes.
All right, he's like 75 years old, Terry Bradshaw. I think I got that right. He's around there. So he's about 75 years old. Hasn't he leaned into that, though, by doing commercials? Like, it's one thing to be dumb, okay? Or for somebody to call you dumb, and that wasn't fair, what Hollywood Henderson said, or people say that he was dumb. It's another thing to be the quirky, laughable, lighthearted punching bag guy that Terry Bradshaw made millions being. So when I can't understand his gripes about that part of it. Being called dumb, sure. But Fox making him into a character of sorts in which it seemed absolutely like he was playing along for decades on his endorsements and the show and all that. I don't understand his gripe with that part of it.
Yeah, whenever you lean into a character, and if the character is, you know, you're being made fun of, it's a character, and it's supposed to probably shut off whenever the cameras are off. And I think what Terry is saying is that whenever the cameras aren't on, people still think he's that character. They still think that he is actually dumb, which he is playing up a shtick of who he is. He has leaned into it and made a lot of money, and he, I think, recognizes that. But his probably... feelings are hurt whenever the cameras aren't on and whenever he is not being that character that people still think he's that character. It's like who's Fresh Prince? Who's the
Will Smith? Yeah.
No, the other guy. Alfonso Ribeiro. What's his character?
Carlton.
Yeah. I bet you when Carlton walks around, people think he's Carlton, and that makes him mad. I heard that makes him mad. Steve Urkel.
Fonz is the real one.
That too.
Henry Winkler. He does not – he was just in town not long ago. Mm-hmm. That apparently, like, makes him mad. But, like, you're that guy. That's right. How people associate you.
Right. So, if you want to lean into it, you better be prepared.
Hey,
right.
Hey,
I'm the Fonz. You better be prepared for people to treat you that way.
Yeah, and I can understand Bradshaw having some resentment about early in his career when people just assumed he was dumb because he was from Louisiana and talked Southern and all that, but – again, he did. He leaned into it, especially starting in the early 90s when he was on the Fox studio show once they acquired the NFL rights. He did lean into that caricature. So, you know, if you're leaning into it, you can't really sit on much of a throne of resentment.
Terry Bradshaw, as much as he's to be respected in all of this, he's 74 or 75 or whatever, and I wish he'd stop being angry for the sake of being angry. He might, Gronk is a good example. Gronk is the same guy, right? Gronk leaned into the buffoon, and he's made. So I don't think that Gronk can come out in, and I don't say buffoon, but lighthearted, dumb jock.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I don't think Gronk is dumb.
He's not. He's one of the smartest football players I've ever been around. But you know, that's what you're saying. Like, he's leaned into
it. I don't think
it.
I would pick him for my, if I was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, I don't think he'd be my lifeline phone call.
Right.
But I don't think he's dumb.
Right.
And he's leaned into it. That said, I don't think that in the year 2035, Gronk can come out and say, man, I really hate the way they portrayed me. You helped be this,
you
too.
You portrayed yourself, yeah.
Correct. And Terry, nobody made him do commercials. Nobody made him go on that pre-show. Nobody made him do skits. Nobody made him do bits. And he thrived economically and monetarily because of it.
I could see if Terry Bradshaw would get up there on Fox, and you know, I love Terry Bradshaw and love everything he's done for the game, but was giving us some type of intel and some type of, you know, way that we can educate and watch the game differently. He doesn't do that.
Right,
and
they've never had an X's and O's segment an in-depth with Terry Bradshaw.
They would, they would if he could, I think.
Or if he went to them and said, hey, I'd like to kick the shtick here.
Right.
I'd like to reinvent myself or do, you know, I do think that case in point, and I'll give you a good one. A lot of people thought that Bill Cowher was just a yuck it up, rah, rah, yinzer kind of guy. He's done some in-depth, serious interviews that have made people cry, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I said, look, I don't think that Terry Bradshaw will ever be confused, or excuse me, Bill Cowher will ever be confused with Charlie Rose or with somebody that's interviewing somebody. But he sat there, and CBS did that for him. He sat there and did interviews and carried them out, and they were good.
Mm-hmm.
And he kicked the whole, I'm just a football coach that yells and screams and says, rush the quarterback, you know, stuff like that.
I think if Terry went to them and said that, they would let him do it. But I don't think that he's confident enough to go up there and be like, all right, well, this is what Patrick Mahomes is seeing on this.
And don't whine about it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. He's found his sweet spot, so lean into it. Right.
Don't be a baby.
Crowley, thoughts?
Well, I, for one, can relate to the goofball who's not an idiot. So I understand where Bradshaw's coming from. But at the same time, my man, you've leaned into it. And I think he's leaned into it because it is who he is. Not dumb, but he's a wacky guy. It's okay to be a wacky guy, Terry.
Well, he's starting to understand, too, that it's irreversible. And he doesn't have enough time in life to change that, well, I think.
Well, you're damn right, 75 years old, after your body took all the abuse that it did playing football. Yeah, I mean, you are now what you are, buddy.
Like, look what you did after you played in the 70s and 80s and just enhanced your career to where it's at now. There's not many guys that have done that have elongated their career to being on TV, and now you're upset that people think that you're one way and you're acting this way.
He should just be, beats what happened to OJ, hell. Yeah, that's,
exactly.
You know?
Is Charles Barkley dumb? I don't think so, but he's that guy. He's that goofball guy, but I don't think people confuse Charles Barkley as dumb.
Terry just, he harbors too much anger. He needs to let it go. He needs to talk to, I don't know, he needs to talk to somebody. He does. He needs to call, I don't know,
Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil. Yeah. Call Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
See what's up. Dr. Phil's on before the news, like 3-something every day. Call Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil and Terry, that'd be a good sit-down. Yeah,
really good.
Perfect. All right, coming up next, we get into this. Contracts and the way they're structured and singing for your supper. This is something. Could it work here in Pittsburgh? First, though, I know what works here in Pittsburgh. That's for sure. Duncan. Absolutely, positively. How about some iced coffee today? It's winter. It's cold. It's you know, it's not freezing cold today, but it's always time for iced coffee. Winter warriors out there, frosty winter warms their heart, and iced coffee season is, well, any season.
Yep, right now, in fact. Today, it's iced coffee day. Every day is iced coffee day. Get to Dunkin'. Get one of those iced coffees, freshly brewed and full of flavor. Get you energized, ready to go year-round, regardless of how cold it may be outside. Because when the going gets cold this winter, the cold get going to Dunkin'.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
Crazy situation out of Iowa City. So Brian Ferentz is the son of Kirk Ferentz. Kirk Ferentz, head coach, Upper St. Clair, coaches at Iowa, who I found to be a splendid man in every interaction I've had with him. Super, super guy. But it's not going the way that he'd like in recent seasons. He's very steady, Kirk generally is. He's a lot of like Mike Tomlin. He never goes really in a tank, right? But his son is his offensive coordinator, and they score like 2.5 points a game. I mean, Iowa's bad. Iowa is like, it's a mixture of watching, their offense is a mixture of watching grass grow and paint dry. Mm-hmm. It's bad. So Iowa announced contract amendments, and they're state employees here, but they announced contract amendments for offensive coordinator Brian Ferentz. It's incentive-based opportunities to reinstate his previous contract after the Hawkeyes had just an abysmal statistical season in 2022. In his new contract, the younger Ferentz, little Brian here, will make a base salary of $850. You played with him, right?
Yeah, he was my tight end coach in New England.
Yeah, that's yeah. Because he was a Belichick yep. guy. He'll be able to have his contract reinstated to a 2-year rolling agreement if he takes care of some things this year, with a bonus and salary adjustment if he meets certain requirements this season. So this is a big year, 2023 is for him. The team needs, so essentially he's on a 1-year contract, and they say, we'll give you a 2-year contract if you do things this year. If not, you're done. He's singing for his supper. The team needs to score at least 25 points per game and win a minimum of 7 games in 2023. 25 PPG, and they got to win 7 games. This is absolutely incredible to me. Yeah. And it was either that or, like, be fired now. So you better watch out if you're Western Michigan, who they play September 16th. He's going to try to score 75 on you because he knows that he can only score 6 against Ohio State. But those are the parameters. Imagine if they would have told Todd or Matt Canada this. You can get your job for the long term, but 2023 is a proving ground season.
Isn't it, I mean, a lot out of his hands, though? I mean,
yes.
You know, I mean, it has to do with your quarterback. It has to do with your offensive players.
They just got the quarterback from Michigan, right?
Right. Yeah, he just transferred in. That's right.
I love the idea of putting it to a guy, though, when you're not happy with his performance. I mean, players every single day, college and the NFL, you know, Dorn, your job is on the line every single day in a lot of cases. Most guys on the roster anyway. Not a lot of people have that salary security.
They averaged 17.6 last year.
Right.
17.6.
What was 123rd out of 131 teams
yep.
or something? And they're not even asking him to be good. They're just asking him to not suck because 25 points a game would have put them like 85th, I think, last year. Just don't suck. And they didn't like cut his salary in half. They cut $50,000 off of a $900,000 salary. He's getting off pretty easy. He could have been fired.
I couldn't imagine having this contract and having to play this out and knowing that it's a lot out of my hands, but also having to answer to my father of being a part of this contract and my father sitting down with me and saying, this is the deal.
I actually don't mind this in so much as it lists firm and clear and regular and easy to read thresholds. You do this, you keep your job. You don't do this, you don't keep your job.
That sure as hell would have helped the Steelers last year because 18.1 points per game is what they averaged, but in the second half, they averaged 20 points per game. And instead of going, okay, well, they improved, but how much is on Matt Canada and where's the threshold? We would have known what the threshold was. And 18 points per game would not have been good enough. I would love to see this for Matt Canada. And I love the idea of this for Brian Ferentz, where he can talk to his team about this. Listen, guys, going into the bowl game here, I'm going to need you guys to put up 38 or I lose my job.
You know who hates it? Walk-ons and scrubs. They ain't ever getting in these games.
Never, never.
Never. It could be 39-0 with a minute left. Starters are in there, and we're trying to put it in the end zone, boys. Well, why are we doing that? Because it's my ass.
Yeah.
That's why.
Right.
That's why. Get in there.
Okay, fine. Let's play a hypothetical then. Say that this was Matt Canada's contract this year. How did the Steelers approach the draft? Do they approach it differently? Do they go more skilled players? Do they get a receiver at 17?
They trade all their picks and try to get a quarterback. They trade up number one. Matt Canada goes, let's trade them all.
Stomping in the room.
Yes, every single pick. I don't know how they – I think they get a tackle.
Yeah.
Let me walk that back. They definitely get the most plug-and-play person possible. There's no projects.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's nobody that they think, well, he could kind of maybe be – no. No. And especially, like, in the second or third round, there's none of these whole offensive linemen from Illinois guys, whatever – what was his name?
Green.
Yeah, there's none of that. There's plug-and-play guys that he thinks – because what's he worried about 3 years from now? He's worried about being employed right now.
He's trying to keep his paycheck.
I think that if I were drawing up a similar contract for Matt Canada, I think I'd have it be 23 points per game, which would get you into the upper half of the NFL. I would be okay with that kind of jump this
Where
year.
Where were they this
Steelers.
Year? 18?
They average 18 points per
18,
game.
Yeah.
Bottom five in the league.
So you're just asking to get to, like, top 15.
Yes. This would put them – 23 would put them at 13.
I don't think it's too much to ask to score more points than half the league. I mean,
Mm-mm.
be better than half the other teams out there.
Not with the skill position players
no.
they have in place.
And not with a first-round quarterback.
Right.
Yeah. Right. I actually – the more I look at this, the more I warm to it.
Yeah. It's not bad.
Aren't, you know, salesmen or people in our field with ratings or – everybody has hard thresholds.
Yep.
in life. Hey, you need to sell this amount, or we're going to look for someone else. Or you're a car salesman, we need to turn this amount of volume. Or this happens at this place. Hey, you work for a pharmaceutical company, we got to sell this amount of pills. Like, it's the way it works in life.
So is the only incentive for him to hit that number is to get another contract?
Or yeah, then it becomes a 2-year agreement.
Okay.
And he gets back the $50,000 that they took
away,
right?
Then he gets back to his regular contract.
Does he have to do that in the next
year?
No. Okay.
No, but then they didn't say what happens after the 2-year one that he would get. Hmm. That just gets him back on the track that he was on. So he's on a probationary year now.
Yeah, this all screams to me, hey, Kirk, your son sucks, so we need to draw it into the contract that he gets fired if he doesn't do what we're expecting.
Right,
I can't imagine Kirk drew this up.
This screams, hey, we want to fire him, and Kirk goes, please, 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 one more shot. Okay, then here's your shot.
Or Brian's like, hey, Dad, please, can you go talk to them?
Yeah.
Can you talk to the AD, please? Can you do something for me, please? You gave me this job, but can you write something up? I promise that I'll hit the numbers.
If I'm Kirk, and he has Ken O'Keefe on staff, who's a very good offensive mind that coached at Allegheny College in the past, I say, listen, if I really love my kid, give me your headset. I'm going to call the plays here. You know?
You want a job?
Right.
Let's hang a 60 burger on Rutgers. Yeah. Come on.
Give me the stick, because you're done. Just stand there, and I'll if not, it is what it is. Yeah. But I need to call the plays now. Because at some point, it trickles up to being Kirk's backside.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's not just Brian Ferentz's. Anyway, rooting for, rooting against, coming up a couple minutes. Brad Spielberger, Pro Football Focus, as always. We talked to him top of the hour. Doran, you tell us something.
Oh, trust is a key component of my life, and let me tell you about somebody that I absolutely trust to sell my home, and that's Gina Giampietro. Her slogan is, great marketing gets great results, and that means more money for you. About a month and a half ago, I met up with Gina just to figure her out, see how she operates, and she executes. That's the word that sticks out to me, is execution. She gets your home sold, and she finds you a new house that you would absolutely love to live in, and she gets her work done. She honestly reminds me of my NFL agent. That's how he operated. He was there to be your friend, but he's also there to get work done for you. That's exactly how Gina operates. She'll sit down with you. You agree on a price and a deadline. If the deadline passes and the home isn't sold, she'll have it bought and turned into a rental. She also offers a no obligation guarantee. If she doesn't do her job at any point, you're free to get out of the contract. Pull out your phone, give Gina a call, 724-602-9752, or Google Gina Giampietro of Remax Select Realty and look up GinaWillSellYourHome.com. That's GinaWillSellYourHome.com.
Pitt, Louisville tonight from the Pete at 7 o'clock. Pre-game coverage begins right here on 93.7 The Fan at 6:30. Listen on your Odyssey app. The Penguins host the Avs tonight at 7 o'clock. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com. Headlines powered by Bowser Subaru.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da. Let that play a little. I like it. Ba-da-da-da-da. Rooting for, rooting against, just a moment. Brad Spielberger, Pro Football Focus at the top of the next hour. So much more to get into. We got to talk about some mock drafts, because I have something I got to get off my chest at about 8:30. But why don't we hit rooting for, rooting against right now? So what you rooting for? Wait, what? Huh?
Somebody potted the wrong thing down.
Certainly did. What are you rooting for, Dorn?
I'm rooting for my neighbor, Huck Julius. He's about 9 or 10 years old. Huck started his own business where he charges $1 and he picks up people's garbage cans after garbage night. And I drove home the last 3 weeks, and obviously the night after I took out my cans are perfectly stacked right by my house. I don't have to worry about it. It is such an inconvenience when I would have to do that. It would be cold out. Huck has taken care of that. He's taken care of our other neighbor's garbage cans. So good on Huck. I'm rooting for you, and I'm rooting for your business. This is absolutely unbelievable for somebody like me who hates taking in.
He's a genius.
Yes, Huck. He is.
Remember $1 when Crowley got robbed by those landscaper kids?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. Those weasels. I'm getting put over by these youths in my neighborhood.
The two yeah. U's. Yeah. Yes. How? So what's Huck going to do with the money? Does he have a little bank account or something?
I think so. I mean, he has a couple other brothers and sisters, so hopefully he has it safe in a spot where his brothers and sisters don't take it. But I think he's going to save up and do something to go with it.
Can I just ask you, what are Huck's siblings' names?
Barry and Finn.
Jeez, I like it.
The entrepreneurial spirit on Little Huck. I love it. I'm rooting for immediate tension in Denver. Sean Payton was introduced yesterday, and he said, hey, I firmly believe in Russell Wilson. I think I can help him turn things around. But when he was asked if Russ could continue to have his personal quarterback coach, this guy Jake Heaps, come into the facility as he was allowed to under Nathaniel Hackett, he said, I'm sorry? Not too familiar with that. That's not going to take place. That's not going to happen. I'm rooting for immediate tension between Sean Payton and Russell Wilson to really ramp this thing up in Denver.
It's there. I'm rooting for a good bite today from Super Bowl Media Day. There's going to be all kind of crazy questions asked and all kind of weird things said. But the one that always sticks out to me is when Tom Brady was asked who his hero was, and he replied, my father, and he got all misty-eyed and showed his human side. I'm looking for one of those today, so I'll be rooting for that from Media Day.
I'm rooting for, and there is a solution out there, I'm rooting for the end to this white, caked, all over the place remnants of road salts. And I've been reading some about this because, you know, seemingly whenever there's an icy situation or snow falls from the sky, then we're left with days and days and days. Like, my street will be white until there's a thunderstorm, and it's no good. There is a fix to this, and some cities have started this, a couple in Canada, a couple in other places. There's an extract from beet that can be used, from, like, beet, like beet juice. It's not bright red either. It's not that bright red, and you could do that, and it doesn't leave as much of a mark, and it's easier on the concrete and all that stuff. There's an extract in beet that can dry and get rid of ice. And I think that might be our ticket to getting rid of salt. You won't have salt piles anymore. You have, and it's a liquid. It's liquefied. And it shoots out of the back of the truck. I was reading a story on this just the other day. It could actually work. And we could be in the, and it's much cheaper too. And it doesn't erode all the concrete. So I'm rooting for that. That's the next move in taking care of snow. Snow removal and ice removal. Beets. Beets are the key.
I was actually reading up on this as well, Colin. It's called off.
Uh-huh. Hell out of here. I'm not saying it. You're not going to make me say it. Rooting against. Jerk. There's a thing called jerk as well.
I'm not saying it.
Yes. Rooting against.
I'm rooting against AMC. AMC obviously has control of a lot of the movie theaters around the country. They are raising their prices, and they're going with a different ticket system. They're going with a system like the airplanes do, how you buy your seat. So they're raising the prices at movie theaters, which I already think that the prices are way too high. You used to be able to go to a movie and see a movie with $10, get a popcorn, get a drink, go see a movie. Now it's going to be astronomical, and you have to select your seat, and the seat you select will be more expensive than other seats.
So your price is way too high. You need to cut it.
Yeah,
that's what I think.
You need to cut it.
Anyway, continue.
I'm rooting against Kyrie in Dallas. The guy's a loon, I think. I'm pretty sure. He's fun to watch play basketball sometimes, but I'm just rooting against it working. I'd like to see Luka perhaps win at some point, but not with Kyrie. So I'm rooting against Kyrie Irving working out in Dallas, which it probably won't because he never works out anywhere.
See, that's exactly where I was going to go, Chris. I can't stand this Kyrie Irving. There are a lot of things that have come out that this guy has said and done that make me think he's just not a very good guy, and I don't like to see bad people succeed. So I, too, am rooting against Kyrie Irving.
Is AB football's Kyrie Irving?
Oh.
412-928-9370. I mean, it's not a terrible parallel.
Twitter poll.
Yes. Anyway, I'm rooting against Puppy Bowl slander and hate. Puppy Bowl's gigantic in my house. It really is. My kids love it. My son had the greatest observation ever. He said the Puppy Bowl ratings would absolutely near the Super Bowl ratings if they could teach one of those dogs to do the gritty. And he's right. Imagine one of those puppies scoring and doing the gritty. It would set the world on fire. But anyway, that's a bit of an exaggeration, but the ratings would be huge. How much mindless pregame do you need? How many? We've had all week. Do you really need pregame for that 6 o'clock kickoff to start at like 11 a.m. and go over this matchup, that matchup, this story, this background information, that. No, no. It maybe even just take a detour for an hour and watch the Puppy Bowl. It is. And then there's a good feel-good story to that, too, because they try to get like adoption and things with these dogs. No Puppy Bowl hate or slander or making fun of it. I am fully against that because the Puppy Bowl is a great American tradition. Hit the thing. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Silverados, Colorados, back in stock with a great selection. Stop in, either one, and go there. Or you can check them out online, too, sunchevy.com. Rain high in the low 50s.
That's the weather.
Sure is. QC Kinetics wants to help you out. Your body's sore. It's aching. It doesn't feel good. QC Kinetics needs to change that. They will change that for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.